In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we'll give you a short sermon for this Mass today. I don't have the readings in front of me. I left my book back in the rectory that would be able to give me to do it. You can look up the readings on your own. First reading, first lesson is from Tobit, and the Gospel is there talking about how these... Oh, I forgot the Gospel right now. But anyway. The stirring up the pool of Bethsaida for healing. So the archangel Raphael means what? Rapha is healing. So when it's talking about the archangel Raphael, his name means God is my healer. And so what do we need at this time? Part of the reason why we're not able to have Mass together, and it's at a weird time at this, is because we're in need of healing in our world because there's a great infirmity that's afflicting the whole of the world at this time. And particularly, not to be of concern, is that infirmity which afflicts the body in this virus, but rather that infirmity which afflicts souls, which is sin, and also that infirmity which afflicts our minds in the sense that it keeps us in fear, thinking that we have to always be locked down over everything. What our Lord wants to give us is confidence. There's something that reaches beyond what we are right now, and that there is an angel who desires to bring healing in a way that there's hope. Those who are gathered around the pool in Bethsaida in the time of our blessed Lord Jesus, what was the difficulty that many of them had? Is that they had a bodily thing, but there was something within their soul that held them bound at this time, and they needed a deeper healing in that sense. But because they were gathered around the pool, showed that they had not given in to the illness, saying that this bodily affliction that they were seeking was the end of their lives, but they were gathered around the pool because they had what? What's that great Christian virtue that helps us to see that there's a good in the future that we need that is possible of attaining? What's that? That's right. The virtue of hope. Supernatural hope. That's what the thing that has to be the mark of the Christian, the mark of us at this time, that we have a future reality which is good that can be possible. And that's how we know that we can attain it. Christian hope. We need to have that hope in this time. We look around at the church. We see all sorts of difficulties. We look around at our own lives. We see great difficulties there. Everywhere there's difficulties. There's difficulties in the election. What happened even last night? I heard on the news before we began the live stream that some wicked people decided to hit some police officers with their own vehicle because they had to do something which was not so good to somebody who was going after them with a knife. All this is madness. We need healing within our nation. And so right now, as we're celebrating this beautiful Mass which would normally be celebrated on the 24th of October of the Archangel Raphael, to ask for healing. Yes, we need healing from this virus. Yes, we need healing in various aspects of our lives. My own mother needs some real serious healing, and we trust that to God. But what are the other ways in which we need healing within our nation, within our world, within our families? To ask for those spiritual healings that are there as well. But don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. Hope is the reason why they were gathered around that pool in Bethsaida, knowing that when the waters were stirred by the angel, the first person who got in there would be able to be healed. So too, the Lord brings us here around the holy sacrifice of the Mass, which is far more powerful than any pool in Bethsaida in the time in Jerusalem, there at the time of our blessed Lord Jesus. That's in the Eucharist. The Eucharist is this other great sacrament of healing. And if we prepared ourselves to be able to receive him even in this time, because we've been washed first in the sacrament of baptism, that allows us then to be washed again if we fail again through the sacrament of confession, then we can approach the sacrament that brings the fullness of healing within our lives to be able to raise us up to something which is even greater in a relationship with Christ. Whatever healing is needed within our world, and there's so much, ask the Archangel Gabriel, rather the Archangel Raphael, keep getting them confused at this time, to be able to send that healing and intercede for us so that he who is God, he who is Jehovah, the Lord, the God of all things, can bring that healing into our lives through his intercession. And if you're ready to receive Holy Communion right after this Mass, come into the church to receive that healing that can be received in the Eucharist. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.